President Jacques Chirac may be facing criticism in Europe and the United States, but many French are giving their leader high marks for his anti-war stance on Iraq. A new survey shows the popularity rating of France's conservative president is soaring. More than 8 out of 10 French approve President Chirac's call for a peaceful solution to the Iraqi crisis, and more than 3/4 believe the French president is courageous for resisting Washington's arguments against Saddam Hussein. That, at least, is the finding of a poll published Tuesday by France's Libération newspaper. The latest survey comes just a day after Mr. Chirac criticized several Eastern European leaders in Brussels for taking what he described as a childish and dangerous stance in supporting the Bush administration's position on Iraq. Leaders of several European Union candidate countries were among 8 in Europe to sign a pro-Washington letter in January. The letter did not include French and German leaders, both of whom are critical of the U.S. position on Iraq. Meanwhile, Spain's foreign minister, Ana Palacio, told French radio Tuesday that Madrid may sponsor a second United Nations resolution authorizing military force against Iraq. Foreign Minister Palacio said Spain still hoped Baghdad would cooperate sincerely and immediately with UN weapons inspectors. Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar had strongly backed Washington's stance on Iraq, even as polls show most Spaniards oppose military action against Iraq. Mrs. Palacio also said Mr. Aznar may visit Mr. Chirac, presumably to shore up relations, after his talks with President Bush in Washington this weekend. Besides opposing the U.S. stance towards Iraq, France remains skeptical about the Bush administration's claims of ties between Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. During an interview on French television Monday night, the head of France's intelligence service said he didn't believe any so-called organic relationship existed between the two. The intelligence head, Pierre Bousquet, also said al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden, scorned Mr. Hussein. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.